welcome you guys to In the Mix with Leah B. I am your host, Leah B, where I provide a history lesson on all your favorite artists from yesteryear and your one-hit wonders. And yeah, can I believe we are at episode 54. Hope you guys are having an awesome weekend and all that restfulness and all that good stuff. So the episode I'm going to be talking about, the group I will be talking about today is Floetry. So let's get into it. So Floetry is an R&B group. How I discovered their music was I think it was 2000 and like the early 2000s. I was like about to graduate high school when they came out, because I just remember during that time neo soul was popular, was still popular, but they neo soul became popular like in the late mid to late 90s, and it was still going strong by the early 2000s. But I just remember the video that they had, Say Yes. That's like my jam. That's like all time favorite jam ever by them. And I just remember the video. They wouldn't play it on BET. I mean, not BET, but MTV. I didn't see it as much on MTV as I did on BET. And I just remember Omari Hardwick was in that video. Lord have mercy. Anyway, yes, Ghost. Your boy Ghost. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, so how Marsha and Natalie met was through basketball. The basketball courts. In London. So that's how they discovered. They were actually rivals of each other. I guess Marsha had a mean. She was a mean on the court. So, you know, they hated each other on the basketball court. And not only did they have the love of basketball, they became friends after that, but they had their love for music as well. So that's how they, you know, connected. And also had a love for poetry as well. So that's how they formed the group initially. It was formed in 97. And the first collabo that they had was when, you know, Marsha was like, came to Natalie, was like, told her like, yeah, you know, because she was known as the Floetress, and Marsha was known as the songstress. And Marsha had a song that she was working on called Fantasize, and contacted Natalie, was like, yeah, you know, let's add some poetry to the song, you know what I'm saying, and blah, 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 yada, 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 and whatnot. And they would basically work, it was a small poultry community in London, and they would like work their way through that circuit, the poultry slams. They would go to different poultry nights and perform their song Fantasize. And due to them singing that song, it kind of like the connection when they went like performed that song at a venue, it connected with the audience, and the audience loved that song during their show, and people were like literally crying and whatnot. So the song that they had together called Fantasize was like a hit, and people loved it. So by 97, that's when they, you know, really took heed to their the poetic and the songs and stuff. That's when they began to write music together, and they were constantly performing in that circuit, the music venues in London and whatnot. So 3 years, they were doing it for a good 3 years until they moved to the United States. And when they arrived, they lived in Atlanta, but moved to Philly, where it was a huge neo soul, like poetry thing vibe in Philly and whatnot. And so they moved in 2000, and that's when, once they moved to the U.S., they were writing songs for Jill Scott, because she was popular around that time too, with the whole neo soul. They wrote songs for Jazz of Drew Hill, and also Glenn Lewis. If you haven't checked my episode on Glenn Lewis, be sure to check that out. Shameless plug, y'all, sorry. Yeah, but actually Marsha was wrote a song for him as well. And during that time, she was writing songs for another guy named Bilal and Michael Jackson, of course. And I just remember the song that he had, like, she penned the song for him called Butterfly. Oh my God, that is like my jam. That was like my jam. That whole album that Mike had was Invincible, was a classic, a classic, classic, classic. Oh my goodness. Yeah, but Butterflies was that deal. So that was in 2002. And by 2002, they were signed to DreamWorks Records. And that's when they released their debut album called Floetic, which had, the first single was Floetic and Say Yes. And Say Yes was released a year later. And it had another song called Getting Late. And Say Yes was their biggest hit. It stayed on the Billboard Hot 100 charts for like 20 weeks, and peaking at number 24 in June of that year, of 2003. The album was released in the United Kingdom, and which had other... So they had once it was released in the UK, it had additional tracks on there as well. And it had the additional tracks on the album had a featured British singer. He was a songwriter and producer named Sebastian Rogers, and they had a song on there that was on Bringing Down the House soundtrack, which with Queen Latifah. I remember that movie. I saw that movie. It was okay. But anyway, so the song on there, on that soundtrack, was called Where's the Love. And so when it was released, many critics of Floetry, of their debut album, they said it was like really, really good. They praised them for the skillful songwriting, soulful sound, and just basically infused funk and R&B, and also representing their English roots with English R&B as well. That was popular at that time. And by 2003, they released a live album called Flowism in 2003. It was a 2-disc set and a DVD, which had the single Wanna Be Where You Are. Featured Mos Def on there. And then by 2005, 1995, the mid-2000s, they were working on their second album, and they were touring with, they had a tour with the Sugar Water Festival. They opened for Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, and Queen Latifah. And that was released, the second album was released in 2005, which debuted at number 7 on the US 200 chart, and it topped at number 2 on the top Billboard charts, which sold 77,000 copies in the first week. And they had a song called Superstar with Common on there. So by 2007, that's when they kind of faded. I think it was like talks of them breaking up at that time. And that's when Marsha, because she was already gaining momentum already, because she was going about to go solo and whatnot. And that's when she signed with Dr. Dre's record label called Aftermath Entertainment. And that's when she released a mixtape called Neo Soul is Dead. And that's when, after the release of the mixtape, that's when Marsha and Natalie split. And Natalie had her own solo album too as well, which was an EP called Spoken Soul Volume 1. And then by 2010, that's when Natalie released her solo album called Floetic Soul on Shantae Records. And by 2011, Marsha released her song Late Nights and Early Mornings on J Records. And I remember the song that I liked on that album was called I Hope She Cheats on You with a Basketball Player. That was my jam right there. That was my jam. And by 2012, Natalie released her second debut album called Flowery Rebirth. And by March 2014, she did her third album called Rise of the Phoenix, Mermaid. And Marsha released her second album called Lovers and Friends by July of 2014. So there were, by 2014, people were wondering, it was like talks of them reuniting. It was a reunion. So by the end of 2014, they actually reunited together during Marsha had a concert, and that's when they reunited for that one performance. And they performed the song Floetic at the Chatham Grand in London. So by the next year, 2015, Natalie confirmed that they will be touring again. But in 2015, they reunited and performed their first show by then. And so basically it was 9 years when they last performed. So it was like almost 10 years when they performed again at the Pepsi Funk Festival in College Park, Georgia. By 2016, they were all talking about, yeah, we're gonna reunite and blah blah blah. Never did. And they split after the second leg of their reunion tour in 2016. So now they're not even performing anymore. So basically they're done. So they're still in the industry, still making records. I know Marsha did an album. It was named after her daughter called Nyla. And she had just got married and whatnot. And Natalie, I don't know what she's doing right now anymore. So, yes, yes, y'all. So, hope you guys enjoy this episode. And, yeah. If y'all want to follow the podcast, keep up with me. Follow the podcast. In the Mix with Leah, be on all social media platforms. Have a website. In the Mix with Leah B.com. And y'all help us out and fill out that request form, please. I just wanna hear from y'all on what you guys wanna talk about as far as me making these episodes. I might put out a video and figure out what y'all like and what you'll want to do and whatnot. So, all right, y'all. It's been real. Until next time, stay tuned for the next episode that will be dropping next week. So, next weekend. So, my goal is to batch record all my episodes so I can bring them to you, so I can keep y'all informed and all that stuff, so I won't keep you waiting. So, all right, y'all. Until next time, peace and love.